yanking him toward the doorway. "Leave and don't come back. I'll have the stuff in your office here cleaned out and sent to you." "You don't understand," Oren said. "This trouble. I'm in it, yes. But Jabe's in it, too." Annalene and Callie looked at the boy, baffled. "Jabe?" Standing in the shadows, Jabe looked down and swallowed. "Yes, I'm in it." His mother gawked. "What? What have you done?" "It doesn't matter," Oren said. He pointed his finger in Jabe's face. "What matters is Jabe will go away too if it comes out." "But it won't come out. Only one other person knows, and I'm going to take care of that." Overwhelmed and confused, Annalene seemed not to know where to look. Oren changed that by getting in her face. "Did you hear me? I can make sure Jabe stays free," he said, snarling. There wasn't any reason not to let his anger show. "I've been helping your family for years, bringing business here, watching over you. It's time you paid me back. So you'd cracking well better help me stay alive in the next 24 hours. He jabbed his finger in the direction of the cash box. "That means we pay Jabba off tomorrow. Me and you. You're in this with me whether you want to be or not." Callie moved to her mother's side.
"Mom, what's going on? What's going to happen?"
"I don't know, sweetie," Annalene said, looking between Jabe and Oren. "But I think we need help."
Oren looked up at the chrono. A little over 14 hours until Jabba's deadline. The hoodlums would be serious this time. However it had happened, and it was still a mystery to Oren, Mosip, Benid, and his minions had been embarrassed today in the townhouse. Oren didn't expect that anyone in Jabba's organization could let that happen twice. Not and continue to draw breath. They'd have to be paid and taken care of. But he had to deal with Kenobi first. Re-energized, he opened the front door to the night. "I'll be back in time tomorrow. I'll fix it all. You'll see." Her arms around her children, Annalene shuddered.
"I see a monster," she said.
"I'm a farmer," Oren replied. "And I'm going to save my farm." Adjusting the settings on his rifle, he called back to Jabe. "Kenobi, did he say where he was going, boy? Did he say anything?" Jabe responded coolly.
"He had a message for you."
"For me?" The tall man paused, curious.
"Yes,"
Jabe said.
"Turn back now."
Warren's eyes widened as he weighed the words. Then he stepped out into the night. Annalene locked another door and barred it. She'd changed the passcodes on all the electronic locks, even from the entryway from the garages. Tar Lup would just have to knock in the morning. She'd thought then about entering Oren's satellite office in the store, until she remembered Jade needed tending to back in the house. Her son sat under the lonely light at her kitchen table. Ben's cloak was off and being folded lovingly by Callie. Underneath, Jabe wore the rags of a Tusken Raider. He made no move to hide them, but he looked embarrassed and humiliated. Seeing her mother stare, Callie spoke to the air.
"I think I'm going to have ammunition in every fight from now on."
Jabe shook his head.
"It's a long story," he mumbled. "You won't believe it."
Annalene pulled up a chair and sighed tiredly.
"Try me."
Jabe started speaking slowly at first, and then gained speed, rambling from one part of his young life to another. His lost father, his hated job, his need to fit in with the Galts, whom he saw as doing something with their lives, and his desperate desire to please Oren, a man of stature and independence. And he spoke of the favor Oren had asked in Mos Eisley.
"He said it was a prank," Jabe said.
"We were going to dress up and scare the Ulbricks." The air went out of Annalene's body.
she sagged.
Weil Ulbrich. My best customer. Weil Ulbrich.
Callie brought her mother a warm drink. The mug shook in Annalene's hands. She put it down without tasting it.
Zed was supposed to go with them, but he couldn't, Jabe said. Warren had a whole trove of the Tuscan gear from the settler's call rescue, I guess. I thought, I don't know, that maybe this was my chance to get on Oren's lead support team.
By dressing up like the people who murdered your father and scaring an old man. Annalene was numb as a droid at this point. Makes perfect sense to me. She waved aimlessly.
Continue.
It was just supposed to have been rifles on stun, Jabe said, his voice faltering. It was to teach old Weil a lesson for showing up Oren all the time. Nobody likes Ulbrich anyway, Mom. You know that.
Wraith-like, she rose and found the med pack on the kitchen counter. There was still that raging bruise on Jabe's forehead. She could treat that, even if she had no idea what was going on inside his skull. Jabe breathed faster, the details of the rage spilling forth as Annalene cleaned the cut. He told of knocking Weil down, and of Mullen and Vika's capture of Magda Ulbrich. He told of Ben's arrival and the Galt's subsequent departure. And he told of the real Tuscans appearing and the ambush. His words growing quicker and louder, he moved his head against Annalene's efforts to treat him.
Ow! Ow!
Do you want me to stop? Annalene asked, pulling back the applicator.
No,
Jabe said, tears in his eyes.
I want to feel it.
Forlorn, he looked up at her.
Do you want me to stop?
She shook her head.
I need to know.
You said Ben saved you?
Jabe nodded.
I woke up and Oren was gone, and Plug-Eye was there, and Ben was talking to them. In basic, he said, puzzled. Somehow, he was talking to them, bargaining for me.
Every word seeming to remind him of how close he'd come to the end, he'd struggled to catch his breath.
Mom, they were going to kill me, or worse.
He blinked rapidly, tears finally falling. Annalene put down the applicator and pulled his head close to her chest.
I know, but Ben was there.
Yeah,
Jabe said, sniffling.
I don't know what he said, but it worked. And he took me out of there.
He looked up at her, his eyes red.
But the Galt just left me.